a pile of it outside, just like the leaf humus, lots of people are going to take it and add it before you rotate it. So let's wait till we get that. It should be Saturday, so if you want to...
Come up with a final form.
So there are a couple things I want to run past you before I send these minutes out. So I'll send them to you tomorrow or tonight, tomorrow, and then why don't you approve them or change it? Because there's a mention of, like, at the end of season, don't throw all the stuff in that pile.
I'm going to look at doing something. I brought this up before.
Okay.
We built it to Lady Lyons.
Yeah.
We weren't happy with it. Since then you realize that the older people couldn't pick up the lids and this and that. So
okay.
No, you don't want to keep throwing
it. Mine was
out. Come down to, all right, this is
food after this.
They can put it outside and bring a tractor in.
And get it out. Okay. All right, thanks. Thanks, Beth. Thank you, Mary. All right, I'm going to call the meeting of May 7th to order. Can you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Duber. Barron.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Braverman.
Here.
Kluter.
Yes.
Alfred.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
You're here.
Our first order of business is I'm going to request a motion to confirm the appointment of Alex Nelson as a part-time member of the Service Department. Do I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Kluter. Thank you, Mr. Duber.
I'm going to defer to Mr. Zugin to do the introductions.
Thank you. As always, please use the mic since our meetings are recorded. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, members of council, it's my privilege to introduce to you guys Alex Nelson. Alex Nelson came to us and will be working for us as a part-time employee for the service department. It's something we had in the budget for 2014. Alex went to school in Kentston. He's out of school right now from Kent State University, where he was studying criminal justice. He's got a passion to work outdoors, hobbies around with trucks and automobiles. Also along on the lines of outdoors, hunter, fisherman. Just enjoys being outside. So he's been with us for a few days now, and it's very reassuring to see somebody have such good work ethics that he does. He's working out very well for us. So with us tonight, I was going to have Alex introduce them, but his mother and father, Mark and Jane, are in attendance as well.
Wonderful.
Alex Nelson.
Thank you.
Welcome, Alex.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to us?
Thanks for having me aboard.
Thank you. Does council have any questions for him? All right, if none, Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Duber.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Kluter.
Yes.
Alfred.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for that official confirmation. He did take the oath of office on Thursday.
Oh, great.
Last Wednesday, actually. Thursday
right.
was his first
day. Well, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, Alex.
Thank you.
Officially.
Thank you. And you're all welcome to stay for our very exciting meeting tonight, or if you want to leave anytime you want. Our next item is up for discussion only, and it's ordinance number 2014-7. It's our knockbox. I'm sorry, I thought it was called knockbox. It's lockbox program. We've seen this on our agenda several times. It'll be on for third reading next week.
No, this is a special meeting.
But it's a special meeting today.
It says discussion. We can't.
It always says it, doesn't it?
Well,
I mean,
I thought we had the special meeting for to advance the next two ordinances, not for this. So it doesn't matter. Are we in a hurry for it, or can we do it next week?
We can do it next week.
We've discussed it enough, though. I think we can probably move it. I mean, there's no reason not to.
Pass it tonight?
It's a special meeting.
You have the authority to pass it tonight if you want, because you are in a special meeting.
All right, do I have a motion to pass 2014-7?
Second.
Thank you. Do I need to read the whole line? An ordinance enacting a new section 1501.16 residential lockbox program of the codified ordinances of Orange Village. So we have a motion, a second. Discussion is complete. Great, Mary.
I think so.
Duber?
Yes.
Duber?
He said yes.
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Abstain. I have one, and I didn't know what to do with this. I was going to ask the law director. So I'm playing it safe. I'm abstaining.
Alfred?
You have one? And you're abstaining because you have one?
I have one through the village, and I...
So it passes with one abstention. Thank you. Moving on to new business, ordinance number 2014-10. An ordinance engaging Singerman Mills, Desberg, and Coutts. Did I say that right? Company LPA, special counsel to represent Orange Village in matters related to the Pinecrest development and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading this evening. And as you can see, administration's going to request suspension of the rules at the May 14th meeting, so...
This is Mr. Paul Singerman right here in the audience to, he met with Francis and Judd and Steve and I last week. And working with the fellow who is named in the next ordinance, Price Finley out of Bricker Epler, who will work with the tax increment financing piece. He will work on the development agreement, starting from where we've left off and getting into a final product with the new development site plan. Does that sum it up, Judd and Francis?
Yes, very well. Very succinct. Very good.
And thank you to Judd and Francis for being part of the hiring committee.
Can we ask a few questions?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Would you please step to the microphone, Mr. Singerman? And welcome tonight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here. Appreciate it.
I was concerned, not concerned, but I'm interested in knowing how relatively small the real estate community is in the legal profession and how close many of you are to each other. I was concerned about, I don't know whether you were asked, I wasn't present, but about any either potential conflicts with the immediate group of people involved in this, or in the next orbit, shall we say. I mean, do you see any issues there that might come?
I do not see any issues there. As I've said, you're right, it's a small real estate community.
Yeah.
We've done lots of deals with Jordan Burns on the other side of deals, or quite frankly, on the same side of deals. We've worked with the folks at Fairmont Properties on the Flats East Bank project. We were working for the Flats East Bank Development Group, not for Fairmont Properties. We have in the distant past worked for Fairmont, done work for Fairmont Properties, a small amount. But I don't see any conflict at this point.
Well, and as I understand it, Fairmont Properties will be paying the tab for these special...
Well, we require deposits for the expenses that are part of the development.
That true? I mean, they're paying for legal services?
In the legislation, that's what I was going to ask.
Village has an ordinance that requires a deposit for professional services that are incurred by the village. Generally, the two categories are legal and engineering. And so the net cost to the village of these legal services would be zero.
Right.
We're pretty lucky, because I understand from the developer that we're the first community they've worked with that has that.
Well, you may call it luck, but we call it good planning where I come from. But that's okay. I guess the only reason I'm, you know, I being a lawyer and having, and of course, Mr. Duber's also a lawyer, and you know, I mean, you're on this project, but you're in the part of that community we just described. We're not paying you. Actually, the other side is paying you. And I just wanted everyone, you know, I know you're going to do the job that would be done with complete independence and according to all the professional requirements and so forth. But I thought everybody should be aware of the basically the arrangement under which you're working, which is...
Well, we write the checks.
pressureful.
Yeah, I don't view the developer as paying me, or I view the village as paying me. How you?
Well, they're paying it to us, are they
we
not?
We require a deposit out of which we pay our expenses.
Well, yeah, and that's, I mean.
There's no difference than the deposits that are paid for engineering review services, architectural review service, and so forth. So it just comes to the village, and
we write the checks.
Yeah, I understand. I just want everybody to be aware that it's a net zero for us, and at the same time, you know, it's a very complicated world that we live in. That's all I'm saying, and I know Mr. Sarriman is aware of what I'm saying. So, and I'm sorry Mr. Desberg isn't here to answer some of the same questions.
Does Mr. Desberg live in Orange?
Yes, he does.
He's also with your office. I mean, who's the fellow who's coming in from?
Price Finley.
Oh, okay.
I'd be glad to come up anytime you want him.
Well, that was one of the questions I had. I mean, I know Bricker and Eckler is a large Columbus firm. I didn't think they had a Cleveland office.
They do actually have a Cleveland office.
But this person is not from the Cleveland office?
Correct.
No.
But they can have representation here from that office if need be.
He'll come up whenever we need.
Price will make himself available whenever you need him to be available.
Yeah. Okay.
For whatever meetings. Need face to face and
okay. I mean, as long as we're getting what we're going to need, because it's going to be.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
The deposit we're getting from the developers, is it going to be substantially enough to pay the fees?
Well, he's kept ahead of
them. We're net zero on the bill.
The ordinance is set up as an evergreen deposit, so as it's depleted. They continue.
They have to fill it.
So
okay.
There's no possibility that they get behind a large bill.
I mean,
that was a concern.
We stop running up the bills if they don't have a deposit on hand.
Okay.
And the ordinance provides for that procedure.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
I didn't know whether everyone who had not been part of the discussions, as I had not, was aware of some of the intricacies of the. Professional relationship, and I wanted to be sure that that was well known to everybody on the council and probably part of the record. And now it is.
Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Singerman?
No. We talked with them last week. We had a head start. It was very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. And I'm going to move on to Ordinance 2014-11. That's an ordinance engaging Bricker and Eckler, LLP, as special counsel represent Orange Village in negotiations related to the Pinecrest development and declaring an emergency. This is also on for first reading this evening, and administration requests suspension of the rules at May 14th. Anything else to add about this company?
Tax incremental financing. That's
who
they represent.
Will he be here next week?
If we need him to be.
If we're voting on him.
Is the council's desire to have him here?
Did you,
Sounds like
Judd
a waste.
And Francis meet with them too?
Yes.
Yeah, they
with them
all,
too?
They were
all there together?
Yeah, they were all here.
And so, what qualities did you like that
they will protect the interests of the village? I got that.
There's lots of experience
and
in
and
it, and
they're
very
ethical. Let me
give
you the most recent example of work that he's done in this area.
Yeah.
He represented Beechwood on the Eaton deal, which was probably one of the largest tax incentive deals in the state.
What is Eaton? I'm just
That's
kidding.
Eaton Park, you know, it's a
shopping center.
A restaurant with smiley face cookies. Huh?
The only question that, or at least comment that I would add, is one of the principal roles of Singerman Mills Desberg is to sort of coordinate all of this effort. So they'll be working closely with Bricker and Eckler in the process. So they will also be troops on the ground for us throughout the entire discussion.
Yeah, and if I might for a minute, Price and I and my partner Gary spent a fair amount of time talking, making sure that we had a good understanding of our working relationship and making sure that we'd be able to kind of handle the responsibilities and his tax increment financing expertise and his his public law side expertise made us comfortable that with our real estate and development agreement expertise, that we had a good team that could represent the village very well.
So is that going to be a division of labor or an overlapping relationship?
I hope it will be a division of labor. We're gonna be taking the laboring ore on the development agreement side of it, and Price will be working on the tax increment financing and the municipal law pieces that go with the tax increment financing.
That seemed like a good thing.
Okay.
There you have it.
There we have it. All right,
we got wonderful booklets too.
I personally don't feel like the other company needs to come up all the way from Columbus. If you're comfortable with them and you've met them, I think we can take your word as your little subcommittee.
Do you mean just for this piece of legislation you're talking
for
about?
Hiring Bicker and Eckler,
oh,
they
yeah,
would
yeah,
have
yeah.
to come from
Is there
Columbus.
Somebody in the local office who's going to be his
That can be.
Surrogate in, from
oh,
time
yes,
to time
yes,
in this
sir.
Context?
That can be.
Excuse me?
That can be.
What's
That's
her
what
name?
He took.
Catherine
I wrote
Ford.
It down.
Would that be the good person to have here?
No.
It sounds like it's racking up unnecessary legal bills for no reason.
Huh?
It just sounds like it would be racking up unnecessary legal bills for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we
to have somebody from
the
firm here when we hire
portfolios
yeah.
you've got.
Hmm.
Why don't we give Herb your
and
folder that you got
I can,
from him?
Yeah, you can copy
and
them, but I'll put them back.
Part of our system, our committee, is to rely on other, you know, a few people to do work and bring it back to us, and I trust in that system, so.
I haven't gotten anything back from anyone.
Unless anybody objects to that.
You can have a copy of this.
Can you give that
What did
her
you bring back?
To
I didn't
at?
Get it.
Well,
out.
I want it back, so if I give it to Mary.
Can you give
well,
it back to Mrs. Cluter if
that.
She gives it to you?
Herb,
what
I,
is that?
I didn't bring my copy with me tonight. I have it at home. I can just run it.
Is it a general
yeah,
discussion
just,
of
yeah.
the firms, or is it specific
just,
to?
We can request additional materials. If you would like a copy, shoot me an email, and I will make certain that you are sent a copy of the materials that were made available.
I know we got one from Singerman. Did we get
yeah,
one
we got one from
Put me on your list.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else want one?
It's a lot of reading.
I could go get mine out of the office and give it to her.
Excuse me? I just
Anybody
need one from somebody. I don't care where it comes
one?
From.
No? Okay. Okay.
I like to know what's going on. I mean, the others can do what they want to do with that.
To audience questions and answers. Anybody? Cindy? No? Well, thank you for being here tonight. We appreciate it. We'll move on to comments by council members. I'll start with you, Mr. Duber.
Thanks. The only thing is on the survey, I haven't had a chance to look through it completely yet, but I would like something specifically on dog parks put in here. Thank you.
On what?
Dog parks. Rough,
dog
rough.
Parks.
Oh,
dog
yeah.
parks.
Dog
it's something that's been
at?
Brought up a lot.
Yeah, dog parks.
Who am I looking at? I don't know. You?
Yeah,
you I don't know.
You gotta look at me.
Look at fine. Mayor, I would like something on dog parks put in here. And Mr. Zugin can complain about it, but he won't have to pick anything up. But I think we should put something specific in here about it.
All right, write
that
it
is
on your comments.
I will.
To me by next week.
All right, just promise me you'll put it in. Thank you. All right, I'm all set. I have no other comments.
Kathy
Mr.
promised.
Duber.
Kathy promised in 1 year that.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you quite honestly, it isn't a hard thing to make happen. But on
right.
further reflection, there is some resistance in the administration to put a dog park in because of having to clean up after.
However,
he wants to clean up after.
Bob, would you like
dogs.
To?
That is not how it works.
And Bob has spoken to service directors in other communities that are getting rid of their dog parks because of that.
Oh,
and other
I thought
reasons.
We always had to walk around with our little baggies regardless.
Will you please
so
name
I
who's gotten rid of their
Bob.
Dog parks? Who's gotten rid of their dog parks?
Really?
Okay, but who's gotten rid of their dog parks?
We just told you.
Chagrin Falls is going to. Is anybody else?
Chagrin Falls is going to in Southview, but I think after that incident, just considered it as well.
What incident?
They
have
put the dog down.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so no dog parks have closed yet.
The service director is not in favor of this
okay.
amenity.
Understandable, and I like him, but I would like to have dog parks on the survey.
I woke
Thank
my
you.
Dog in the dog. Without
well, will you be on the committee to clean up?
Sure. And you think that the service director might have some minions below him that can be on in charge of dog
that
duty.
That isn't necessarily what they want to do.
I understand.
I think it's worth exploring at least some different options. since I've seen some different dog parks. I was just in New York where they have some really interesting playgrounds for dogs that would be very, very easy to clean. I have no idea what the cost would be, but they have little mountains that the dogs play
on.
And it's all, it looks like it's all a surface that would be hosed off very easily. But anyway, I think it's worth looking at. If it's astronomically expensive, it's going to be.
I think.
You sure?
Well, then we won't have to worry about that because they'll be confined to the dog park instead of on the trails. It's actually kind of helping everything.
It actually would.
It's probably good for the environment. The dog.
I think we should ask the Pinecrest developer to put in the dog park over there.
It's not the expense
on the mound.
Of it, it's the maintenance of it.
They have a place that might qualify to be there.
It's not the expense of it, it's the maintenance of it.
Really? So let's look at options of maintenance, and we'd have to look at like long out plans, like how long does it last and how does it get replaced?
It's a dog park, it's a fence with a double gated entry. That's it. It could be dirt, it could be gravel, it could be grass, it could be hosable plastic, whatever. Mm. It's easy, it's not expensive. Let's just put it on there. Thank you.
Well, just to add to Mr. Duber's comments, you all have a copy of the draft. Mr. Barron joined our committee to meet with the Planning Commission. We put together this draft. It's not, you know, perfect yet because we found some corrections, and I imagine you will as well, or some additions or comments, and if you will all give them back to me by next week, we'll get it into the final form the week after that.
Great. Did you pay a surveyor for this?
Yes, we've engaged the County Planning Commission to do the survey like they did in 2007. Huh? We used a different company in 1999.
Okay, great.
Price.
And you want back by Wednesday?
$15,000. That's to do it by hard copy.
Mr. Barron?
That's a total cost of printing, distribution,
that's everything.
Collection,
yes. Tabulation.
Tabulation.
Analysis.
Presentation.
Postage, yes.
Postage.
Okay, sorry.
Self-addressed stamped envelopes back.
Did you have something to say?
Again?
Just to piggyback on Mayor Mulcahy, he's comment on the survey, we spent a lot of time going over the questions to make sure that they were still relevant, the questions from last survey, and we added a bunch that are now relevant considering changes that have happened. So there are some typos, but go through it and make sure that the content is meets your approval. Thank you.
Is that all of your comments? Thank you, Mr. Barron. Mr. Braverman?
I just wanted to say that we had some exposure to the new Pinecrest plan last evening, those of us who attended the planning and zoning, and it was rather interesting. I hope that we'll be getting a lot of the hard copy as soon as possible, as I mentioned then, because I think it's important to keep this body up to snuff if you expect them to make decisions along the way. Other than that, no other comments. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Mrs. Cluter?
Yeah. when the lockbox legislation came before us, there was some question about, you know, do we need lockboxes? And I have to tell you, it's very reassuring to me living alone that it's on my house and that they don't have to break down a brand new door or break into my new windows to find me if they need to. And I think it's fabulous. And I think whatever we're charging is really nominal, you know, for the $200 or whatever, which is refundable.
Yes, I'm in charge.
So I think it's wonderful thing to have. How many residents do you think will piggyback on this? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. There's a list of people that wanted to add. We had to buy more because there were more people that wanted it. We have about 25 or 30 out now.
But as I said, it's not necessary for older people living alone. It's anybody who could collapse in the house, even if they were married or whatever, and there they are. They're stuck.
I don't think there's a downside to it.
No, so.
Are they going to be charged, those who have them out already?
No. This is supposed
they're to be grandfathered in?
Yes, that's why I abstain, I think.
That's why you abstain?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what I wanted to do with this. I mean, I felt funny. I mean, if I have to pay money, I pay money. But if I
there were other options, of course.
What was that?
Voting and paying would be one. That would just be one that comes to mind.
I had a phone call from a resident on Orange Hill, and I tried to explain how this procedure works. She's having trouble with dogs. Dogs running around, and she's very upset.
Put them in a park,
what can we
be
do
fine.
About that? And I just said, this legislation on the books for dogs running at large. And she said, but people don't know about it. And the other thing was, the garbage cans are rolling around too early. They're putting them out too. I said, there's legislation for that too. So I suggested that we would reinforce it in a newsletter. That was the best that
you
I could
You
want to
drop me a
up.
Line on those couple of items? We're just getting the next newsletter together.
Sure. Yeah, and I'll tell her that. I promised her I would get back to her and tell her what we were going to do.
Did she hear you were the resident expert on dog problems?
No, I didn't get into that story. I just said there are problems with dogs.
CC me and Anna on the couple of articles you want.
Okay. All right. It's the legislation. I think it's just quoting the legislation for everybody. You know?
We already have it, don't we?
But people, like, as the summer comes around, people don't realize what the law is, and they just do whatever they're going to do. So we have to reinforce it to remind them.
Oh, well, we do that periodically.
You
with
do?
The brush with the leaves. And
you
with
do.
The,
you
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Yes,
Tom Shields has been going around making sure the garbage cans aren't out on Wednesday. And
no, this is before. This her complaint was they put them out too early, way too early. So, and I think that's all. Thank you very much. Oh, I know the election. What was the percentage of people voting in Orange?
You know, the count is up on the door. I don't know, but I think it was under. Oh, Dave Paulus left. I think
county,
it was under 20%.
Countywide, it was 21.
Yeah, I know it was 21%. I was just curious.
I feel like we had under 300 votes.
That's what I suspect.
But double check on the way out the door.
Okay, thank you.
It was very, very quiet here yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Klein?
A couple things to report, not the least of which is from Planning Commission. I have to say I really appreciate the fact that we had a pretty good turnout from Council at last night's Planning Commission with the presentation of the new Pinecrest proposal. And I just want to, just for everyone else's benefit, some of the highlights of that new plan that was met with a great deal of positive perception, I think. And many of the people who saw what they're proposing to do feel much better about this plan than the prior, I'll call it Brandeis strip mall. But the highlights of this plan is a more lifestyle-like center with a main road and pedestrian way throughout the entire project that results in the creation of several public programmable spaces that will be larger spaces that the community can make use of for such things as a sprinkler park and potentially an ice skating rink and outdoor concert events and so forth. It also includes the development a parking structure that is moved to the rear of the project, the east side of the project, and becomes part of the retaining wall that separates the Waterford Court green district from the rest of the center. And by doing that, it expanded actually that green district to include the full 300 feet of setback that was created in the zoning. It also allows for less parking to be visible on the west side of the shopping center and more landscape area to be also included. So there are a great many amenities to it, along with the fact that they have integrated some office space, a hotel, and the parking deck to create a much better mixed-use type of design for the shopping center that I think will result in something that the community will make better use of, will be far, have a great deal of pride in, and will connect to much better. And with the trails that are going to connect with it, really create a destination where people want to travel.
Are we going to get anything in writing from that? I mean, are they going to send
it
us?
We have it in writing so far, and that's going to be the basis for the next round.
Yeah.
But are they sending us? Are we going to get a copy of like what the new layout of the design
yes.
and
oh, yes.
what's
yes.
different?
That just came last night.
And that was where I was going next. There are a couple issues that obviously simultaneously with that, we need to address this with the new potential new council so that they can look at how the developer agreement is impacted by the design changes that have been made from the shopping center. So there's going to be some ongoing discussion that needs to happen with that. The developer has met already with the neighbors on Waterford Court and presented the plan. Well received. There are some issues that I think we mutually understand, in particular where parking is exposed and how this parking deck might impact both their visual and sound concerns that are part of the developer's agreement. And we'll have some discussion, you know, continuing discussion on that. But I think it's moving in a positive direction. At the end of the day, this is, if I were going into the restaurant, this is the meal I would want to order, and I would hope to see prepared. So I'm excited about what it offers for the village and what it offers for Northeast Ohio and our surrounding communities. There were some other items on Planning Commission's report last night involving an RV situation. We deal with RVs in the yards and a new house that's being constructed, the usual things. The other thing I wanted to report on is an update on the Chagrin Boulevard improvement project. We had a meeting on April 14th of the members of the group that are working on this, which include representatives from Orange, Pepper Pike, Woodmere, and Beechwood. And along with the state DOT, they're moving forward with both a cost-benefit study and an updated engineering report on the traffic impact so that they can begin the engineering process and get the construction underway as quickly as they possibly can. So that's all I have to say.
I actually have a quick question. Has Lewanski, what's the status with him purchasing any of these houses?
No, I've just got
because I know that some people are complaining about that. He's made a bunch of empty promises in terms of when the houses are actually going to be purchased.
I asked him that last night. He said that the Pinecrest houses ought to be closed out by the fall and the Walnut Hills either in the winter or next spring.
How are the residents with that? Because that's about a year behind what they were expecting.
They must be being paid for that to extend their option.
Are they?
Well, that's what Dave once told me. That I don't know that from the residents.
Because, I mean, as of a month ago, that was not my understanding, and they're just kind of being held out there. So I just want to make sure that our residents aren't getting, you know, hosed at all.
How long
for this
do they
delay.
Have to move once the project?
Well, he wanted them out in something like 90 days, and then he's like, "Oh, actually, I'm not going to buy your house for another year." So
that's what I heard too, though, Brendan.
Yeah,
and
so
I had some complaints about.
I'd be curious if somebody.
I asked him last
that.
Night, but I didn't ask the residents who were there. Nobody. Disputed his answer.
Well, I think they all got a modest amount of earnest money, I think. And they were told they should be out by April, then June, and now they're hearing the fall or maybe next year. So I don't know. I don't know.
No, that's all he said last night.
Yeah, the only other thing I could add to that is that the money that will come to the developer is, we've been told, is contingent upon approval by the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, that's
when
they're going to close.
Yeah.
That's right.
That will take some time to percolate.
Yeah.
That's what he said. when they get the approval from the Army Corps of Engineers, which they expect by the fall.
And those issues regarding the people who live in the area are really not our issues.
Yeah.
But they bring it back to us anyway because they think you're wearing a hat.
I know, but they bring it back to us rather than going to their own separate independent legal counsel.
Well, I understand that Lewanski holds meetings with the homeowners periodically.
I'm talking about the involvement of members of the, elected government. We're not really supposed to be representing anybody.
We're not representing anybody, but, I mean, they're still our residents, and, this project is kind of something we're involved in, so I think that I'm just curious as to what the status is. Yeah.
Well, curiosity is good, but
I'm not saying I want to represent anybody.
Also killed a cat. I don't know. I'm just telling you. There's a line there beyond which we should not go, and hopefully it'll be visible when you get there. That's all.
Well,
this is the first time this has ever happened to any of us in Orange, so
we're all feeling our way with this too. I err on the side of caution.
The way has been felt before.
No, not where they've had to buy residents' houses.
Well, you know,
this is a whole new
ballgame. I've heard concerns with the residents too, and and the thing is, it does concern me that they've moved on and made plans and put, you know, money down on other houses and condos and stuff, and now they don't have an ability to pay for that when they expected it. But our concern still, as council people, remains to be with what's best for all Orange Village residents. And as bad as we feel for them and may not like how this has played out, our objective is not to move this ahead where we would be doing something potentially harmful for Orange Village if we were to rush this through. So
I always tell them to go back to the developer.
Right.
Well, the whole group is the Army Corps of Engineer now, not us.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, yeah, the Army, that's true.
I was just curious.
Well, it's a concern we all have, so.
Well, that's
anybody else? Do you have any comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to add a couple of observations from last night. You know, as I was sitting there listening, and I mean, it's relevant to what we're kind of kicking around here. Clearly, the project at the moment, the focus is on the commercial side, the southern part of the development, which is really the Pinecrest Street residents, and they seem to have put the residential piece on the back burner to some extent. And I'm a little bit concerned with that. I mean, the whole concept of this project was a mixed-use residential commercial project, the whole thing, not just a commercial shopping center, if you will. So I want to make sure that we and the developer keep that in mind, and that the residential piece does not suffer or get pushed further and further, you know, past.
We did discuss that a little last night.
A little bit, and that's, again, I was sort of recognizing that they, Mr. Ruttenberg, had kind of said, yeah, it's, you know, we're not really prepared to talk about that right now. It's kind of on the back burner. He didn't use the words back burner, but he did say, we're not prepared to talk about that right now. But I think we need to make sure that they do keep some momentum on that side, and especially relative to the Walnut Hills residents for the same reason. If they push this thing too far down the road, you know, those Walnut Hills people may...
Well, we did suggest to our council that they make sure that be part of the development agreement.
Yes.
That's an important, you know, that's where that will they'll be identified in two places. Number one is approval of a plan is going to have to include at least a recognition of what that plan will be for
the residential piece.
Component of it.
Right.
And the development agreement will also have to have that commitment that it is integral to the overall development of
yes.
the project.
He almost referred to it as a stage two, you know, of this thing, and again, I'm a little bit concerned about that kind of perception.
Well, that always was going to be
stage
two.
Well, I understand it from a construction sequencing perspective, that was the case, but I think we need to be at least aware of any risk of it being.
Well, I think what Dave Lansky made clear last night is that he's made his partners for the commercial piece. He hasn't figured out his partners for the residential
right.
piece.
Right.
In addition to that.
But don't they have to, before they can put the infrastructure in, don't they have to have the whole
they have to clear
everything. That so how can you do I mean you can
they have
do
to
it.
Close Walnut Hills before
well,
they can
that's,
start the
well that is true and
so
that's
that should be your safeguard
and it's an incentive for them obviously to move along on that as well. You're right, Francis. The other issue that I just wanted to mention, and now I had it it just disappeared briefly. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Well, while you're thinking of it, it just reminds me that in a previous discussion, we also talked about we would, as a council, not vacate Pinecrest without vacating
Absolutely.
Walnut Hills.
That's exactly
right.
What
so
we said.
That's another one of our stopgaps as a council, besides approving site plans, approving development plans, putting in the development development agreement. I think that that's vital, and if they were to come back to us and ask us for that, I think we're all very prepared to be like, no way.
Yep.
I remember the other point that I wanted to make, or the other observation from last night's conversation. Mr. Ruttenberg made reference to what is becoming an aggressive and a changing and a growing competitive environment for new commercial activity in the east side of Cleveland. You know, the expansion of the Beechwood Place, activity going on at La Plaza, activity going on at Legacy.
And at Eaton, and
the Bob Stark conversations, the things that he's looking at along Chagrin Boulevard. So it's important, obviously they know that they are not operating in a vacuum, and we have to be, I think, just as aware that there is competitive pressure on the developer to move along, because if things get delayed either by him or by other forces, this thing could be a serious risk.
And
because of that.
He has some letters of intent already.
I understand that. I think my concern, or I want to make sure that we, as a council, while we want to do our job appropriately, don't find ourselves dragging our feet or putting obstacles in the way of this that are unnecessary and put this at serious, more serious commercial risk. We need to be cognizant of those issues as we do our jobs.
And can I just, on that point, I think that's an important point. And part of the reason it's important is because what I got out of those same comments by him regarding all the competition, I mean, I began to think about the hopefully unlikely event that the shopping, that the commercial area would not be successful in the long term. I mean, is it going to be something that is going to become an albatross for the village at some point in time? You know, like Randall Mall would be an example. And I'm not foreseeing that. I'm not comparing the two in any way. But I think the question is, I mean, you know, so you got there first. Does that necessarily with all the other competition that you're going to be there over time? I don't know that we've studied that issue independently of what the developer has said to us. Maybe you have. I
will say last night I was at an event and the commercial broker came up to me who has nothing to do with this project but lives in Pepper Pike and wanted to know what was going on with it. And he was very encouraging and had a lot of positive feedback on it. Which,
oh yeah, I mean,
in and of itself doesn't mean the world, but it was interesting to hear.
There's no definitive answer, Herb, about this issue of if it's first versus if it's not first. In most business environments, so-called first mover advantage is important. If you're there before competition, it's important. It provides greater sustainability. It reduces the commercial risk, and therefore all those reasons do suggest that, not to be hasty, obviously, we need to do our job appropriately, but we want to be cognizant of not putting unnecessary obstacles in the way of this, or dragging our feet, or extending the time frame in which we evaluate.
Well, they're the ones who changed the plan, on the other hand, in the 11th hour.
Didn't he say he
had
a third of it leased up? Letters of intent for about a third of it? Yeah, and they have 100,000
square feet. But point of information, that 100,000 square feet of retail that has letters of intent, those people have a window of opportunity. In other words, they dictate, we need to be in by such and such a date, or this letter is voided. Because they need to be able to say to their stockholders, this will be a new store, it'll be a like store 52 weeks from then, and we expect a bump in sales. So you also risk that 100,000 square feet that's already under letters of intent.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all aware. That's all I want to make sure of, that we're all aware of the
And to both
timing.
Of your points, the important thing is that with an organization like Fairmount Properties involved in the development of the, at least the commercial component of this project right now, they have a proven track record. those are the kinds of things that we have to look at relative to the pedigree of who is ultimately going to be operating and managing the center for its long-term success. And if you look at the projects that they've been involved with, they have created long-term success.
Was that your comments?
Yep, that's all my comments.
Okay, great. Mayor?
Again, the surveys, I wanted to make sure y'all get back to me next week. Next week on the agenda will be a request for the engineer to go ahead as outlined in a letter that's at your place tonight. It'll be on the agenda for next week. We have a heavy infrastructure program for this year. We did not do as much last year because we were pretty involved with the building of the service department. So this is about 1.5 years worth of projects in 1 year. We have the money because we didn't spend it last year to do a little extra infrastructure, a heavier infrastructure program this year. This is about $1 million worth of work as outlined, and we will be asking for approval for Brian to draw up the plans and advertise for bid for these recommended projects per the service director and engineer's review of all the streets and the priorities for the next year or two. So you have time to read it by next week. And the engineer will be here to answer any questions.
And that'll come out of the infrastructure levy fund, not the general fund?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
And we are very lucky to have that.
Yes, yes we are.
You're welcome.
I mean, look at all the other communities that are struggling to figure out
how
to.
Yeah, speaking of which, is there any way to ask Pepper Pike to fix that part of Lander?
They're not planning on it.
Seriously?
I asked the engineer last time I saw him at the Chagrin Valley, Chagrin Quarter meeting.
Can we put a sign up saying
this is Pepper Pike? There is a sign.
I find it actually insulting. Everybody gets off the circle, that sign is right by Beechbrook. They think it's Orange Village.
I know, well, and they redid the road from Chagrin to Cedar. I had to tell the mayor that piece south of Chagrin was also in Pepper.
They didn't realize that they had part of their road continues.
It's not a high priority for them.
Maybe we should have put up a sign.
Wait, what is
for our contractors, if
south
nobody else.
Chagrin Boulevard on Lander
second.
Road is still Pepper Pike.
Right.
Alexander
on the
Putin,
east side, it's down the beach.
It's what?
It goes
Let's
all the
declare
way.
That
yeah,
power
yeah. Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, what's wrong with the road?
We
it's
can't. If we repair it, can we annex that land?
Well, we did that already. Remember last year we changed the boundary at
the fence
at the Landerwood Glen Drive because my neighbors kept saying fix the road. And I go, it's in Pepper, it's in Pepper.
They
so we adjusted the boundary line and fixed it.
Yeah. And then the plat for it changed everything.
Right.
Maybe we should propose that to Pepper Pike.
Why do we want more reliability?
Well, because we get Beachmont Country Club too.
Well, the boundary is much further north on the west side.
But if we moved it up.
We're fixing all the way to our northern boundaries, but our northern boundary is further north on the west side of the road than it is on the east side of the road. On the east side of the road, right next to Landerwood Glen Drive is Pepper. Notice where it is when you drive up on the other side. It's much further up.
Yeah, it's
further up. We will fix every section of Lander that's in orange.
We're going to have to close it anyhow.
It's really getting bad, and if they don't repair it, it's
not on their list. I asked.
Okay, any other comments?
Oh, no.
No.
All right, then, moving on to my comments. I happened to attend the Garden Committee meeting on Saturday, and about 8 to 10 people were here.
Can I tell you?
We're going to meet monthly for the garden. And if you don't have a plot, I highly recommend it. It's a great, fun thing to do every summer. It's not as much work as you think if you can get a handle of the weeds in the spring. You can keep them at bay all summer very easily. And thing is that we do have about 5 or 6 empty plots, and the committee members that were present did request that we go to outside communities and see if there's anybody who'd like to fill those plots.
Well, there's already a procedure for that. There has been for years.
The, yes.
They want us to advertise it.
They want to fill the empty plots because it's hard to maintain them when nobody has ownership of them. And their weeds get out of control. So we would rather have outside residents taking care of those plots than if there's no Orange Village residents.
There's a procedure for that. That's.
But we were gonna advertise.
They wanna advertise?
We're gonna advertise it a little bit. And so I'd like to talk with the mayor how to send out a little.
Have Anna tell her husband to send it out.
That's fine.
Or you can put up a flyer up behind it.
We can also go to other surrounding committees, communities, and it'll be a first come, first served basis. All right.
Garden committee could put a little flyer out in Moreland Hills and Pepper Pike.
Okay, that's what we're gonna do.
For them to spread the word.
Yeah.
Put it in the news.
And so,
The newsletter reaches the Orange Village residents.
That means if you want a plot, you need to call Anna.
I think, you know, the Orange Senior Center.
You have plenty to do otherwise.
Not this year.
Okay.
Or the senior center, Lisa, is another place you could.
Right, senior center.
That's an awesome idea. Good.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Been doing that for 28 years, sitting right here.
Have you put a flyer up at the senior center before?
What?
As a garden committee, put a flyer up at the senior center?
I don't think the garden committee's made that effort before.
Well, we spoke with them before because they do their own little gardening program. But it wouldn't hurt because somebody might want their own plot. I mean, it's no. Just remember, make it very clear, it's not a burial plot, it's a, it's a garden plot.
So if there's a better, if there's, yeah, there's about five or six.
When you say plot, they might get the wrong impression.
I know, and there has been concern on the committee about using that term. If you can think of a better one, the committee's all for it, but plots is what we've got. So with that, I'd like to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I need a motion.
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber.
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. All in favor?
For those who care about such things, the Indians are winning 3-1.
I know. What is this, their third straight?
It's unanimous.
If they win it?
It's almost like a streak.
I know. It's there longer.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, guys.
I asked Alex if he wanted to come because, you know, I just, it's too boring, Mom. I can't listen.
You know, that it is, the real question is, what if they don't have the residential issue solved when they're ready to rock and roll on the commercial?
I understand. It's an issue. You know, you can't, I mean, you know, we tell these people, we sell this to these people with a certain presentation.
It's something that's out of your control, is how they put their project together.
Balls in your court.
It's out of our control?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you can't directly control David Lewansky's activity.
Directly might
that's
be.
That's what I'm saying.
Directly.
You have to use the.
The powers of the pulpit, so to speak, which can or cannot be powerful.